This is News in No Time, Tony Cox. Short on cash these days? What if you and your neighbors got together and started printing and exchanging your own greenbacks? Sound far-fetched? Or maybe even illegal? Well, it's not either of those things, and it's happening in more and more communities as the recession deepens and folks are scrambling to make ends meet. Equal Dollars is a 12-year-old local currency exchange system in Philadelphia aimed at recycling wealth, increasing savings, and adding to community cohesion. We've got Vanessa Williams, Corporate Assistant Director at Resources for Human Development, the nonprofit social service organization in Philadelphia that oversees the Equal Dollars program. Vanessa helped get Equal Dollars going in the late 90s and is still an active member. She even receives part of her paycheck in the alternative currency. Vanessa, thank you for coming on News and Notes.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I've heard about this going on in Ithaca, New York, and the largest of these systems, we're told, is in Western Massachusetts. I believe they call it Berkshires there. They've circulated about $2 million in Berkshires in 2 years. So how do you explain this idea of local currency to the average person?
Well, we talk about Equal Dollars as a community currency and bartering system that essentially serves as a companion to the U.S. dollar. It's what maybe our ancestors did, like seeds, gold, silver, copper, beads, cattle, diamonds, spices, things that people have used over the years and centuries to expand their current way of acquiring goods and services. It acts as a non-interest-bearing, spendable, transferable discount.
So how does it work in terms of, you know, going to the store? Can I get on the bus with it? Can I catch a cab? Can I buy a refrigerator with it?
Well, you can't get on the bus with it yet, but you can buy you could buy a refrigerator. You can buy basic needs. I've gotten my hair done. I've gotten plumbing work done using the Equal Dollar system. And essentially, the individual who offers to sell the goods or services is willing to accept a portion of their normal fee in Equal Dollars. And in that way, I get to save some of my U.S. dollar budget to put toward other things.
What does it look like? What does the money look like?
Well, it's changed over the years. I think when I first started with the system, it was huge. It was a note that was probably about 6 inches long and 3 inches wide. It then got scaled down to something about half of that size. And we are in the process of a redesign now, and it's a beautiful new currency that has some historical information about Philadelphia on it. And it is blue and green in shades. It's an attractive currency. That really speaks to the community.
We asked a representative with the U.S. Treasury Department about this idea of local currencies. Unfortunately, they have not responded in time for this broadcast. From what we understand here at News and Notes, it is legal to have local currency. It is illegal to have currency that is produced by the state. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Go on.
Our currency is produced sort of in-house with a printer that we utilize, that, and the printer has accepted payment in part in Equal Dollars.
It would seem that you would have to have some sort of agreement, Vanessa, in the community from both vendors and from people who are buying things to accept this currency and accept it at the value that it is set.
Yes, I mean, we talk to members about making sure that first the item or the goods or the services cannot cost any more than they would normally cost utilizing the Equal Dollars. So if someone is offering a service that costs $100 and they're willing to accept 10% in Equal Dollars, they would collect $90 in U.S. everyday money and $10 in Equal Dollars. They are not able to go above what they would normally charge. The 10 Equal Dollars that they earn, they are then able to seek out another member who has goods or services that they're interested in utilizing and enjoy a savings in their purchase with someone else in the system.
Break down for us what the advantage is to the individual as well as to the community. Now, you've already mentioned the 10% discount, perhaps, and that would be an incentive for an individual. But what advantage is there to the community to have these kinds of dollars?
Well, there's a great residual in that it builds a really great sense of community. Smaller businesses get more attention by people who might not have focused on them because they become a part of the system. You get people talking more about the local resources and not necessarily looking to external solutions. People come together. They recognize that they have opportunities to partner. We might have a member who does floral arrangements who is working with a member who does basket creation. And together, they decide they work out a relationship using equal dollars, but also utilizing each other's services, thereby also sort of being able to increase their earning capacity, offer something maybe that they weren't able to offer, or gaining access to something that would be difficult for them to do.
Final thing is, have you determined what denominations these dollars are in, and is that an evolving thing?
Well, it is an evolving thing. We started out with ones, fives, and tens and twenties. And in our redesign, we may be adding additional denominations.
Are there risks involved in this?
Well, you know, it's the same risk that anyone runs with utilizing a business. If you go to the Yellow Pages and pull down a business that's listed, you run the risk, if you don't know them, of maybe not getting exactly what you want. We actually talk to our members about, you know, having good dialogue with a business person or the person providing the goods or services to make sure that you're getting what you want. And if anything, there's an additional advantage because they sort of make a pledge to provide their best and recognize that in this network, if they don't, people will come together and confront them in a way that's compassionate and focused on growing their ability to do better. We worked with coaches and staff who will actually sit down and talk with the business owner and say, you know, we got a complaint that the last cake you baked, you didn't deliver it on time. And talk to them about making sure that they're timely with their delivery. And those are the things that you don't necessarily get in everyday business interactions. It creates a sense of community accountability that is a wonderful way of getting people, again, to respect and value more of what we have locally.
The value of the dollar. Vanessa, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Vanessa Williams, Corporate Assistant Director at Resources for Human Development, joining us from the studios of WHYY in Philadelphia.